Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame, Carp Lowry, and Carta.
Carp Lowry.
Yeah.
And Carta. So, do you pay by the letter, as we've tried to... Is this a syllable, letter... When you change your name?
Well, I pay by the minnow now, since...
The minnow. That's what I was wondering, if it was like minnow or goldfish that you're paying, or...
Yeah, since I'm a fish creature now who has a humanoid face somehow.
Yes.
And speaks English with a southern accent, United States American accent.
Uh-huh.
Now I pay things in goldfish and minnows, so...
And you're a carp, so it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Slavery.
Well,
or you're paying in dead bodies. I'm confused.
I wouldn't put it in that way, but yeah, it's more of like a, yeah, I guess more along those lines.
Okay. Dead bodies.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And because your name's like Lowry, do you put like the Lowry seasoning salt on your...
Oh yeah. That stuff is really good. Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. I make sure I have a stock full of that for my customers. Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm spreading fake news, which is perfectly leads into the theme, which I didn't even know at the time when I picked this. I just saw some animation.
Yeah.
Kind of decided to go with it.
It's topical.
Very important for this whole week, because there's been a lot of fake news being spread by certain people. And and here this whole episode is basically about how fake news is bad and how it can lead to pretty bad consequences. So
yeah
it's
important, actually. I mean, if the animation wasn't like nightmare fuel, I would suggest people watch this almost.
Exactly.
But so anyways, today we are talking about an episode, the second episode in a series. I didn't realize it was a series when we first watched it. It's a series called Gaither's Pond. And this episode was called Fish Tales. Yeah. Which makes sense. It's kind of like, you know, when you tell a tall tale or a fish tale, you know, like kind of like Big Fish, like the movie, you know, where you embellish something and make up things and change the truth to lies.
Yeah. Right. Big Fish, man. That's right. Yeah. I remember that movie.
That was a good movie.
It is a good movie, yeah.
Yeah. Probably my favorite Tim Burton, which is weird, besides Batman, but or Batman.
Well, I didn't know it's Tim Burton film. Like, it kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It's got the dude who played Russell in Almost Famous. Russell.
Yeah.
Got his last name Russell Cameron or Russell something. I don't know. The guitar player Stillwater and Almost Famous. Same dude without a mustache, though.
Yes.
Billy Crudup? Is that his name?
Billy Crudup, yeah. Crudup or Crudup, I don't know which it is, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yes. But he's a really good actor and a good guy, too, from
interviews. But unlike in that movie where the dad just liked to tell tall tales because it made people feel better. This character is actually causing a lot of problems in his society. You know, he's got going on.
And yep. he's spreading fake news.
Yep.
Years before that became like a common thing for people to say when they didn't believe something.
This was in the 90s, wasn't that? Early 2000s?
It was 99 this episode was made.
Okay.
So here's the thing, okay, with this Gaither's Pond, the first episode was made in 97.
Okay.
The second episode in 99. Then the third in 2001, and then 2003 for the fourth.
Okay.
So they took like a couple years in between each episode.
Well, you know why? It's because the animation took so long to you know, so good that it took years to finish the animation.
I mean, they took almost the same amount of time it took to make Toy Story or something. And
they need that extra time, you know, to
get this high quality of Uncanny Valley Nightmare Fuel, as I keep calling it. Yeah.
especially Carb Lowry. His is the weirdest animation.
It's so weird. These fish and other creatures, for the most part, have like human features, like noses and lips and eyes that a fish shouldn't have. I mean, like if you look at like say like a Finding Nemo, it's anthropomorphized. You know, Nemo and Marlin and Dory and all them are, but they're not like creepy. They're not like half human.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it kind of reminds me of Joshua the Promised Land a little bit, with the lions have like human teeth.
Yeah.
And it's like, but they're lions. They're not supposed to have human teeth. And I mean, you're not supposed to walk on hind legs either, but hey, whatever. And Nightmare Fuel. That's a good description for this particular episode. You got another character called Dennis Rod Frog or something.
Yeah, that's like a cameo appearance almost, you know. It wasn't really Dennis Rodman in the episode, just letting you know.
I figured it wasn't, but yeah. Just
I was hoping it would, because then I would have a connection to the movie or the episode, because I watched a whole Mudhen game with Dennis once. So
which that also means now that you also have a connection to Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong. Yeah, Kim Jong-il, because he used North Korea a lot and watched movies with them.
Yeah.
So now you have a second degree.
Wasn't it Kim Jong-un, the current one?
No, it was it's both, because he used to also know Kim Jong-il. Well,
yeah, but he's like buddies with the current.
So now you have a one degree separation from the two North Korean dictators.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. Wait.
Yeah, okay.
How do you define proud again?
Right where.
Yeah, is that
and of course, this movie would have, all the people would have been persecuted and murdered because they're Christians in this movie. So
that's probably a good thing that Dennis wasn't in it.
Because, no atheist dictatorship. So that's fun.
Yeah. So anyways, this movie is produced by this company created by the Gaither family, which are like these Christian gospel folk singers and evangelists and stuff like that. Like, or I guess, you know, they have like a they had their own like television shows, and they're like preachers and whatnot. I don't know how to explain that whole thing, but they're
super famous.
Yeah. There's like Bill Gaither is like the patriarch of the family. He was born in 36. So he's up there age wise, 87.
Uh-huh.
And, he was part of the Bill Gaither Trio, the Gaither Vocal Band. And his son kind of ran this thing and wrote and co-starred in it, Benji Gaither.
Okay, Benji, nice.
Yeah, and he plays guess what his character's name is.
In this movie or this episode? Oh, I don't remember which one it was.
So my thing is it's right there. His last name's Gaither, and it should have been Gator. You know, he should have played a Gator,
okay.
But he's not. He's Buck and Guppy Penrod in the series. So,
okay. Yeah, there's no Gators in this episode at all.
Yeah.
Not one.
You know?
But then again, Gators don't usually live in ponds.
But you have so. Bill Gaither is in this, though, too. He plays Big Bass Bill, who's like the president of the pond.
Well, actually a dictator, because apparently there is no democracy in this community.
Yeah. He's
president for life, dictator, no one cares. There's no elections.
Yeah, but I mean, if everybody just kind of agrees that they want him to be the leader, isn't that kind of like a democracy?
Well, no, not necessarily, because they should still hold elections, whether
yeah.
and not still want to vote uh-huh. for him, even if no one runs on a if even he runs unopposed,
yeah, they should still have
be
elections.
An election just yeah. in case, but not even hold elections. Again, I'm reading way too much into it because I like to do that.
Who knows? Maybe they had an election like the day before the events of this.
No, it's my meta theory is that. It's so that's what we're going with, and that's the other thing. So what's his name? Bark or whatever, Barclay or. What's the fish's name? Bark?
Oh, Carp Lowry.
Like Carp Lowry is actually the chief propagandist of the government, but then he went too far with the fake news, because that's what you got to do. When you're in a dictatorship, you have to do fake news all the time. It's propaganda. That's what fake news is. But he went too far with the propaganda and just got too excited and giddy. So he's just going around saying, oh, someone got, you know, an MBA scholarship or MBA something. So-and-so's running for president. That was, so he was meant to basically create a political enemy by saying that so-and-so was going to run for president so that they could take this person out, you know, make him swim with the fishes, you know, for want of a better word, in order to, you know, secure, what's his name, Bill or whatever, his
Big Bass Bill or whatever.
Yeah, Big Bass Bill, because he's like, hey, look at me. I saved you people from a potential coup, and therefore I am your great leader. I am your servant. And by the way, you can never vote for anyone else because I'm always here to protect you. I saved you from this person. But Carp accidentally went too far, made it into like a joke, and said that the goose or the duck was running for president. He's like, oh no, but that person's my friend. I don't want to get my friend in trouble. So then he had to fix the whole situation by like, oh, it was a retraction. I was just kidding. And I didn't mean to start all this trouble. Please don't kill me, Big Bass Bill. I didn't mean to go too far with my propaganda. That's pretty much like the underlying story of it in my sort of paranoid brain.
Okay.
That's not all what happened, by the way. But
yeah, but that's okay. Yeah. You can make things up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because fake news. Exactly. So
so Carp, our lead character here. Played by Mark Lowry. So I realized just now that I watched a comedy video of his years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he's a stand-up comic and singer and preacher. So, minister and all that. Yeah, so, yeah, I watched some Christian comedy video. I swear my ex-girlfriend had it and showed it to me.
Is he Mormon or not?
No, I'm pretty sure he's just a Christian. But yeah, it's interesting. So yeah, but he's you see him in live action at the end of the video.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was so bizarre
mm-hmm.
at the end, yeah.
So yeah, so what do we want to talk about here? What happens?
Exactly, because there's a lot to go through. So, all right, I'll just go with the meat here, or the fish meat here of the of the show. So, Carp Lowry, he's a fish, and he has a newsletter that he has a bunch of subscribers to, and he just talks about what's going on in the pond, you know, in the community, and he makes up a bunch of stories. But this time he went too far and he just said a whole bunch of stuff that someone was going to be, you know, somebody got like a multi-million-dollar book deal, which was like a flower, anthropomorphic flower creature. Someone was being scouted as to be an NBA player, which then made Dennis Rodfrog mad, and that he like was trying to challenge him to a basketball match as a frog. Mm-hmm. And the other person was like a bee or something. I don't know. And or some kind of fly. I don't know what you would. I'm not sure what creature that was.
Yeah.
Something that,
I was trying to figure that out, if he was a fly or what he was.
And the person doing the voice was like
Buddy Greenfly. That's who it was.
That's right. Buddy Greenfly.
Played by, guess what his name is?
Something Green or
Buddy,
Fly?
Buddy Green.
It's a Buddy Green, okay.
Yeah.
And then the Dennis Rodfrog character, which is great names. I love it, Rodfrog. Like, they didn't even try with that one. Of course, the frog is black.
Yeah.
Or looks black. And then the accent is like a very stereotypical, like, kind of, you know, like, jumpy, excited black guy voice. Which, you know, maybe the guy who's done it is black, maybe that's how he likes to do it. So,
yeah,
I, you know, whatever.
There were some African Americans, at least one in this.
Yeah. Cast, so, like, you know, again, if that's the way
I'm
he
trying
wanted
to figure
portray-
out who did the voice, though. I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see.
But that character was super annoying. I hated that character. That whole bit was just stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I didn't think. No, but whatever. He's trying to eat the fly, I guess, which is weird because how could you have a basketball match if you already ate your competition? Like, how could you even.
Well, that's how you win. You don't really.
Well, I guess, yeah, you just kill your that's a new basketball rule. You just kill your
That's a new rule that they're actually going to implement in the NBA next year. It's like, you know, like LeBron James is just going to kill his opponents, and that's
fine. Yeah, you can just, like stab him or choke him or push him off or whatever, Anyway, so he's got everyone all up in arms because he said that this duck or this goose lady is running for president, and like those people like already like, oh, she'd be a great president, and you know, we need some change, you know. Bill has been president for forever, and it'd be nice to, you know, get something new, and like Bill sees what's going on, and his cronies are like trying to like get them all like pumped up, and he's like trying to be calm. He's like, actually she'd be like a good president. They're like, no, she's evil. Well, they didn't say that. And Bill's like, Bill's actually like a good president because he's like, hey, like he's a good dictator. He's a benevolent dictator. He's like, yes, I do rule over you as my underlings, and you know, but you know, she wouldn't make a good dictator personally. I mean, she can't because it's against the law, and she'll likely be executed publicly.
Nah.
But she still, in theory, would make a good president / dictator. You know, so. Which I guess the public execution would just be like be forced on land. Well, no, a duck, they can breathe, whatever, above water. But no, whatever. So, so chief propagandist, Carp.
You find a human hunter. That's what you do.
Yeah, human hunter. He's part of the assassination squad. That every dictatorship has people off the books that do the killings, and they hide the bodies and make people disappear and whatnot. But so yeah, he's got that squad, you know, at the ready for any potential.
So I'm looking online. I was curious. Sorry to interrupt, but for the Dennis Rodfrog voice actor, it's not even listed on the Internet Movie Database.
It's not.
No, so I don't know who.
So no one knows who
I know,
it is.
I know. I remember reading the. It's in the credits. So if you want to look it up, you can look it up. If you watch this, but it was one of the other actors from it doing the voice, and I just don't know who it was, so whatever.
So he's got everyone up in arms about his fake stories, but then you also have protesters who didn't want, you know, her to run for president, and then you had a bunch of, like, somehow paparazzi is the plural. Yeah, paparazzi.
It's not Papa Roach.
Papa Roach, yes. Papa Roach showed up and did. My life into fish sticks. This is my coleslaw fork, or I don't know, or something like that. I don't know what I'm saying. But
that's hilarious. Okay.
Are you recording? I want to make sure, because I want these jokes to land.
Oh, yeah. We're
good.
We're
I just want to make sure
recording, folks.
Good. I wanted to make sure because I can't repeat these jokes. They're just flying off. playing off my my frog tongue here. So Carp, everyone's getting pissed at Carp. They're like, you gotta retract these stories. And he's like, I didn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings. I just like to have fun. And they're like, oh, there's lots of ways to have fun that don't rely on propaganda and telling false stories that could get people killed. And then they go into like a song, basically. There's like five songs in this episode.
And the songs are completely disjointed and have nothing to do with the story.
That's what I'm saying. The songs really weren't like in theme, like I guess very tangentially, maybe. Yeah. But it was like I don't really see how the song relates to the whole scenario.
I'll go back to the Toy Story example. Like, you know, in Toy Story, like when You Got a Friend in Me plays, it's kind of like, you know, plays in the background or whatever. It's like it makes sense to the story that's going on. Or, you know, in like Snow White, you know, it's like one day my prince will come, you know, it makes sense to the story. These are just totally, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, there was one song that did because it talked about gossip. But then, a lot of the other ones were just, like, talking about, like, following God's law. And I'm like, so, like, I guess gossip is against God's law, I guess. But that's not really...
Well, I mean, thou shalt not lie. But, yeah, so it's...
Yeah, it's not really directly. Or another one was just, like, I can get used to feeling so happy because I'm surrounded by God's love. And it's like, but what's that have to do with the whole, like, theme of... not gossiping or making fake stories. Whatever. The songs are pretty good.
You know what that infers to me, though? It means that God doesn't love you if you're gossiping.
Well, he might not love you in that instant.
I'm just joking.
Or at the very least, to quote the high scripture, God's love can't reach you when you're being bad. Doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It's just that it's like a sort of like a blockade going on because of your bullshit lying.
It's like
you've
locked
propaganda.
Your door, you know?
Yeah. So technically it's like God's doesn't love you when you're being bad or when you're doing something like propaganda that's going to get your friend killed because they think that the dictatorship is being challenged. God's love cannot reach you when you do that, especially if you call someone's death, you know, unnecessarily.
It's too bad that Dennis Rodfrog didn't hang out too much with Big Bass Bill because, you know, I think Big Bass Bill is basically Kim Jong-un, you know.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. Kim Jong, I can't think of it. Tuna? No, that's not right. Kim Jong Tuna. Nah, I'll think of it. What's the Lux?
Well, we could just go with Bill and just call him Kim Jong Bill, and
we can do that. That's good. Or lox, like that food that's like they get a lot like in Jewish delis.
Yeah,
lox. It's like a fish. Kim Jong. Yeah, you know, I like Kim Jong Bill. That's better. I'll figure out something with lox later on. Maybe later on. That song's like just about like being happy because he loves God or whatever. And the songs are pretty cool because Gaither's are pretty good musicians. I mean, they're pretty. Well,
the music's actually really well done. It's not. I mean, it's good music. It's just not connected to the story.
Not at all. Not to this particular story. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the whole theme. It's just that everyone who he gossiped about, now their lives are like difficult because of the lies he told. So like the flower woman, like the paparazzi are like constantly taking pictures of her and asking her questions.
Yeah, that's. That's the character of Gloria Gladiola.
That's right. Yeah, Gloria.
played by Gloria Gaither. So, yeah.
Ha, 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 I get it. And, you know, she's like, you know, upset because they keep talking to her and plucking stuff from her, I guess, because they think it's like a good luck charm, I'm guessing, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the geese. I was going to tell you here because it's that there's two geese. The one that was running, the one that might that he lied about running for president. There's Howard and Vestal Gooseman, played by Howard and Vestal Goodman.
Get it?
Yep.
Pretty clever, actually. And yeah, her husband's like your typical, like, let's go home, honey. Like, let's not pay him any mind, you know, type of thing, because she's getting upset that her friend's about to get her murdered by the state, and then have her memory erased like Stalin when he would like erase pictures with other people that he was standing next to, when by a final edition he was only standing next to like two people because like the other seven people were eventually disappeared or killed throughout the next 5, 10 years. So, you know,
It was
so she,
originally a football stadium full of people, and then it was just him
yeah.
in the middle. I'm joking.
Like, Carb, you're gonna get me fucking killed. You better retract this bullshit, or I'm gonna kill you. And then so he re finally retracts the stories, and he's like, at first he got really mad. There's actually this funny part where it's actually turned into a meme where he's getting really sarcastic. I have to tell the truth. I'm not allowed to make things up. Like a spoiled brat, like who's mad that like he has to tell the truth. He can't just shit up about people that can again get him killed by the state, you know. And it's like, oh my God,
That's
like
not at all
the
like anybody that exists in the real
no, that's
world.
what I'm
Like,
saying. Like, I chose this, like just like fortuitously, basically, because yeah, a certain person pretty much lied for 45 minutes straight a few days ago about how they're completely
Yeah, as
innocent.
we
And
record this, I don't know when it's going to be released, but it was
well,
like
yeah,
we, but yeah, just, you'll know who I'm talking we're talking about.
Monday, April 3rd, well, sorry, Tuesday, April 4th, 2023, a certain person, which I'm calling Trout, President Trout, he's from a neighboring kingdom from Nispan. He talked for 45 minutes about how, you know, he did nothing wrong, that he's completely innocent, that, you know, he's here is Whitefish and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, apparently, you know, this Carp guy, Carp Lowry's in good company with this Trout guy, because, you know, they both agreed to the same thing, that it's okay and fun to make up stories about people that could potentially ruin or end their physical lives. So really, if anyone should have gotten killed, it should have been Carp. Oh, that's the other thing too. So after basically like groveling and begging for her life, you know, that Bill would show mercy to her, that she did not challenge his leadership, that Carp was just making things up because he's a compulsive liar and needs mental health treatment to help him with that. And Bill was like, in his grace, was like, sure, like, you know, I won't kill you or whatever. And then Carp announces his presidency run campaign. So was all of this just in order to drum up drama and cameras and the media so that he could announce his presidential run? But nobody believed them. They just swam away because they can't trust him. So his campaign was just over, like, as soon as it started. And then he retracted that as well in his newsletter that he was.
I believe that's the point.
That is the
That
point,
was the
that no one.
lesson I learned.
The lesson was you can't believe him because he's a liar. And that he'll try to get his friends killed if it is politically advantageous to him. And then at the end, it goes in to a TV screen, and we're watching the actual Gaithers singing, and the guy's singing a song about what he would do if he was president. So
Yeah,
basically, what he's implying is that he
it was
would be
actually
the pick.
Mark Lowry, the voice of Carp
Oh, so the
Lowry.
fake news guy was okay, cool. So Mark Lowry was saying that if he was president, that he would basically be like a socialist. I mean, he didn't use those words, but that's basically the thing. Because he was saying, oh, well, if I actually thought the song was pretty cool.
Oh, it
Basically
was.
saying, oh, well, if we have to raise taxes to do my plans, we'll just make Congress pay for it. I'm like, that's fucking base, dude. That's like fucking socialism, right? He won't
I
say
know.
that because I know his kind don't like that word for various reasons.
Well,
But
maybe
that's basically
we
what he.
don't know him personally,
Well,
so you
I'm
know.
just I'm doing my character. You know what I'm doing
I
here.
know. I'm just saying.
I'm doing my fake atheist character, even though.
Letting Mark Lowry know too, if he wants to come on the podcast, he's more than welcome.
And also
So,
let what's the dude's name who we interviewed, two guys from the what was it called, the Reconciler movie,
we interviewed
out.
Sean
John, and then what was the other guy's name? Damn it!
It was Scott Galbraith and Sean. What's Sean's last name? It's a cool last name. I remember talking about how great it was. Yeah.
Sorry, Scott. Sorry, Sean. But anyway, Scott might be listening because I think he listens to our show now, maybe more often.
Sean Justice. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. For some reason.
How could you forget that name?
I just had a brain fart. I'm really sorry. Yeah.
But anyways, just to let them know, I'm not really, I'm actually far from an atheist, actually. I'm super believe in God, just not a very religious way, but I'm super into meditation, mantras, praying, whatever. So when I say shit like this is my character. I'm not really I'm being a stupid idiot, basically. It's what it is. So if anyone ever hears these episodes, I'm really not making fun of people that much. I kind of making fun of myself actually more than anyone. I have no idea what his views are, but the song was pretty cool because basically fucking Congress could pay for this shit, they make all this money anyway, do their job. So,
exactly.
But it was the whole thing that was on a weird fish TV screen, which was
fishes have laptops, I guess.
They have laptops, but also too, what's the, I don't know what the word, it's not scale.
It looked like a turtle shell or something, or a clam shell or something. I don't know what it was, but it was weird.
But the TV, what was on the screen, it looked all weird. Like it wasn't, what's the word where you either shorten or extend a film to make it where it doesn't look like it's normal, where it's supposed to be.
You change the aspect ratio or something?
The aspect ratio looked weird. Yeah. Did it look weird to you, or is it just me?
It was turned. I mean, it was because it was on an angle, so I don't know. It didn't look too weird to me, but it was, yeah.
I was just wondering.
Not compared to the rest of the brilliance in this animation and the,
oh, no,
and the
yeah,
way
the
everything
rest of
else looked.
Like
yeah.
Pixar level stuff there, yeah. Probably, I think it would give, Frozen a run for its money, or, Finding Nemo, or Finding Dory, or, many of the other fish-related movies that Pixar has made throughout time. But, that's why you need those two-year gaps,
it's
the next episode.
I mean, they didn't spend as much time as Joshua in the Promised Land, but it was
no one did.
That's the pinnacle.
I honestly would love to interview that guy if we could contact him and find him,
the guy that made Joshua in the Promised Land.
I know that we completely trashed this film, but again, like I said, it's all about love. I don't really play a character because Mike can attest I act like this in real life. But it's slightly exaggerated and all for fun. Even when I trash a movie, put it this way, I had to watch a movie in order for it to trash it. So I put in the time at least to watch someone's movie in order to trash it. So I'm not gonna waste time on something that I don't enjoy, doing. So obviously, I enjoy a movie enough in order to make fun of it. Otherwise, because there's been shows we have reviewed where we literally have nothing to say because it's just so boring. There's nothing to it. It's bad, but there's nothing to even make fun of. It's just there, So, if I have something to make fun of, that actually means that there's actually something interesting enough in the show or the movie to make fun of. I guess I could sort of church it up that way to justify
church,
me making, that's a phrase I use. Church it up means to kind of make it better, like you're wearing your Sunday's best, you church it up, or in my case my Friday's best if I went to the mosque or whatever, it's dumb talk right there, but because Juba literally means Friday, and that's where the Friday prayers, whatever, anyway, that's a whole other thing, sorry, you didn't really say much during this one.
I'm good. I was listening because I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, it was just a weird fever dream, watching this. It was weird, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
No, that's the thing. It wasn't like I was
it had a good message. I don't think it's bad. I mean, it's just sucks that the animation was so like nightmare fuel, you know?
It's scary.
Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
So yeah.
No, I mean, I wasn't like, you know, like trudging through it. I was like, you know, it's like a 31-minute. Oh, that's the other thing too. There was like 2 minutes of like fake bloopers.
Yeah, at the end.
Kind of weird. I don't know if that was like, I think they just
animated the actual bloopers that they did when they were recording. Because that's what it seemed like. Like, you know, like yeah. People made mistakes when they were recording and they just animated them. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe that's what took the 2 years because they had to animate the outtakes.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I would rate it about a 6 out of 10 bluegills, maybe. No, not bluegills. Those are really small. I would be not a trout. Not a tuna. Tuna are pretty big. I don't know my fit. How about a 6 out of 10 haddocks? Yeah, I'll go with that. I don't know.
I'm gonna give it a walleye and a half. No, I'm joking.
Okay, that's good.
Because those are kind of bigger. So yeah,
I'm not really sure what our fish currency is at this point. We'll have to work out what that means in terms of U.S. dollar conversion.
Well, hopefully the way the world's going, we don't have to get to the point where we have to like barter fish to get, you know, electricity.
To trade its currency, yeah. like you know, if we could still have like a fish to dinar ratio or trade, I'm thinking we'll be all right.
Yes,
you know. If it doesn't trade with a dinar, then we're screwed.
I mean, it kind of sucks. I don't really care. I mean, I could give you all the fish I have because I'm allergic. So it's like,
well, there you go. I mean, you're like Jesus there. You just give everyone your fish. So, yes. I mean, you're not creating fish out of nothing or multiplying them.
No,
which that's a spell in Harry Potter. You can actually multiply objects, food and whatnot. I think it's called Gemino, but Jesus didn't need a wand or to practice natural magic at that point because he was already a natural magic being.
And he could just walk on water and then just like talk to the fish and be like, hey,
well,
I need you guys because you got to feed, you know, the masses here. So
you need to feed the masses with the fish that I multiply. So like if you're like well-versed in the occult sciences like I am, which I'm not,
yeah.
But I dabble in studying. I don't actually practice them. I just study them. I read stuff. But I would say Jesus is a magical being, which means that he doesn't actually have to practice magic because he is magic. So
yes,
he doesn't need a cast spell to walk on water. He doesn't need to cast spells to multiply fish and or bread and or also change water into wine for festivities purposes.
Yes.
Specifically for wedding ceremonies. And he doesn't need to do spells to do that because he is magic himself because God made him.
So because it was for wedding ceremonies, does that mean that like Jesus was a wedding planner?
I don't know if he planned that wedding, but he was there definitely.
It's like a caterer at least. Yeah.
He could have been the master of ceremony, the JC of the MC. So yeah. You know,
JC the MC.
And I'm like probably pissing off fundamentalists here. Not because according to Catholic Apocrypha, well then again,
yeah.
Usually Protestant fundamentalists don't like Catholic, but according to Catholic Apocrypha, there's actually not a country. I don't know where this is going. I'm all came from the fish to now talking about old sciences. But in the Catholic Apocrypha, I kind of keep saying that word. Apocrypha is, I can't think of a fish name right now. Pun, whatever. Anyway, the idea there's actually not. There is no contradiction to the idea that a person. Can actually acquire occult powers without necessarily being blessed by them.
Yeah.
Like blessed by Jesus or by one of his disciples who also were given the power in order to bless people to cure diseases. I mean, this is I'm not saying I believe stuff literally, but according to the Bible, Jesus actually gave the disciples, or at least the 12, certain powers that came from himself, that came from God, and that they could also heal sick people or they could do certain tricks or whatever. But so the idea is that a lot of Christians believe that that you can't acquire powers without that, no matter what. You can try and you can believe you can, but you can't. Catholic Apocrypha says, no, you can. But the kicker, here's the kicker though. by doing so, you're basically forfeiting your right to go into heaven because you're doing something that is not unnatural. It is natural, but you're not doing it with God's permission. So basically, according to this Catholic Apocrypha, the world is actually infused with spiritual powers, and anyone can learn these if they want to. But if they're not supposed to learn it and they're not supposed to be able to do it, they're doing something wrong. So there's actually a story. This is where I'm getting... Here's where the story comes to. So I don't, this is completely not even with the, I mean, it is a Christian show, so I guess technically it is kind of, I mean, the songs don't make sense to the theme, so I think I'm allowed to talk about something that's off theme from the show.
It's never been a thing we've been afraid of in the past.
No, I know. So. Well, for me in particular, because my ADHD mind goes into like 1,000 different subcategories. But anyway, so there was this dude, I forgot his name. Don't ask me his name. I forgot. No, I think his name was Simon. That's right. It was the tale of two Simons. I don't think that was the word of it, but it was another guy
was
named
Simon.
Was this
a prequel to the TV show Simon and Simon?
Yes, actually. About 2,000 years prior. But it was the first book before they had TV. But it was a radio show afterwards. But and they got converted into a radio show. But no, there was another guy named Simon. He became as known as Simon the Magus, or the Magus, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. And his story is that he heard about the disciples, that they were able to, like, cure illnesses because Jesus gave them those powers from himself, and then Jesus got those powers from God. So you have this sort of, like, tier system or whatever. And he wanted to learn this power from himself. But the reason why is because he wanted that power. It wasn't because he wanted to do good with it. He wanted occultic magical power so he could do things with it. So he asked Peter about that. And then Peter, he knew, he could just tell by how the guy was asking sort of greedily that he didn't really want it for sincere reason. So basically, Peter just basically told him to fuck off. I mean, in nicer terms, pretty much what he told him. So Simon stewed on that for a long time. He's like, that piece of shit. He didn't tell me. So then he basically learned all of these magical tricks and occultic powers and spells and whatnot. Once he figured that he learned enough, he challenged Simon Peter, to basically like a magic off, so that, he was going to prove that he has more abilities than Peter, that Peter, was given like a little blessing from Jesus, a little trick here and there. But he, Simon the Magus, learned all these arts for himself, and he's going to prove himself to be superior. So basically, they have this magic off in I think it was like Colosseum or inside of a church, some kind of enclosed building, basically. And
the magic castle?
What's that?
The magic castle?
It might have been a magic castle. So basically, Peter doesn't really do much of anything. He just kind of says a prayer, and then Simon the Magus is like, you didn't really do much, did you? And then so, like, Simon's like, I can actually fly or whatever. And then this idiot, like, fucks it up. Simon probably said a prayer to basically make him fall is what it was. And then so this guy glides for a little bit, crashes to the ground. The dude dies, literally, I'm not even making this up, of a fucking foot or leg infection. He doesn't even die from, like, a cool thing. Like, he didn't crash into a building and then breaks the walls and dies from that. No, his foot got infected from the fall and he dies. A totally, like, just anticlimactical death. And that's the moral of the story right there, that Catholic Apocrypha. Don't try to learn magic. You can learn it. You'll actually learn cool spells and shit, but you're going to break your foot and die of an infection if you try to challenge Peter to a magic off.
I want to see this animated.
That was a whole 10-minute long tangent. I probably like got a bunch of the facts, but then again, story about fake news. It's not fake news. It's a real story. I might have screwed something,
I have an assignment for you. I want you to learn how to animate.
Okay. Yeah.
And make a short film based on.
I might
story.
Have to print a retraction because I'm going to look up Simon the Magus right now when we're done. I hope I got most of this right because I'm going off of memory completely here.
Well, that's the best way to tell a story because it's what it brings us back to the fishtails aspect of this.
No, the fake news.
Yes.
Actually, I'm just going to read a little thing here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The act of simony. Or paying for a position is named after Simon, who tried to buy his way into the power of the... Oh, that's the other thing, too. He offered to pay Peter. That made it even worse. That's why Peter was so mad. It wasn't even that he asked to learn the power. He literally was offering to pay money for it. And Peter was like, no. Oh, no, I'm wrong. Damn it. No, it was Peter. Sorry. No, he was baptized by Philip, the evangelist. But Simon, later clashed with Peter. So here's what some of this stuff. Some people say he's the founder of Gnosticism, which some people don't agree with. Apparently, a whole sect was built after him, I guess, at some point in time. There's apocryphal works, including the Acts of Peter. Simon also appears as a formidable sorcerer with the ability to levitate and fly at will. That's right, flying. So I was right. He is sometimes referred to as the Bad Samaritan due to his malevolent character. The apostolic constitutions also accuse him of lawlessness. And apparently he also has some stuff with druidism somehow. Anyway, it says that he was in the forum. That's why it was. Simon's performed magic in the forum. That's where they used to have like a lot of their sermons and stuff. In order to prove himself to be a god, he levitates up into the air above the forum. The apostle Peter prays to God to stop his flying. See, I was right. I remember this shit right. And he stops in midair and falls into a place called the Sacra Via, meaning holy way in Latin. Break his legs in three parts. The previously non-hostile crowd then stones him. I didn't remember that part. Now gravely injured, he had some people carry him on a bed at night from Rome to Arachia, and was brought forth from there to Terracina to a person named Castor, who on accusations of sorcery was banished from Rome. The Acts then continue to say that he died while being sorely cut by two physicians. So I guess it wasn't a leg infection. I thought I read somewhere it was a leg infection, but maybe not.
I still want to see this animated.
I guess I can learn animation. You might, who knows? You might already have an animation about this.
I want to see you do it. You're doing this.
It might take me 2 years, but there's definitely going to be some fish humanoid creatures involved.
I think you should make it as the fifth episode of Gaither's Pond.
Yes, it's going to be called Simon the Mariner, or something like that. And who knows?
Yes.
And then instead of flying, he's going to try to prove that he can breathe underwater for a really long time. So to him, jumping out of water is going to be like the equivalent of Simon the Mage's flying, but yes, he's not going to be able to stay above water for long enough. And then Peter, also known as Pike, is going to pray to the fish god something, Friar, I don't know. And then he's going to then get shoved back into the water, whereupon he's going to get cut by piranha's teeth by accident, and he's going to die from an infection from the physician. Okay. So, yep, that's going to happen.
I'm going to work on this starting right when we're done recording.
So I hope you people listening to this found this whole thing interesting, including my weird story at the end. It's like 15 minutes long.
Well, anyways, folks, hope you enjoyed this episode. A little weird. We had a weird episode of a TV show to cover. So do you recommend people watch this?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I give it a 6 out of 10 Haddocks. Uh-huh. I think it's a pretty good. It's been, again, the message actually is really good about fake news spreading gossip, especially in a newspaper format. That's actually really relevant.
I think it would be better as an audio play because you wouldn't have to see the god awful.
Yeah, you could just listen to an audio.
Uncanny valley of creatures there. So, but
totally.
But it
totally
was a good story, and the music was good. It just didn't connect. But that's okay. Any last thoughts here?
No, not really.
Okay, well, folks, be sure to go to all2real2.com if you can, and check out all of our links there. Subscribe to the show if you can. Share it with your friends if you can. no one's forcing you to do anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. check out our Patreon, our TeePublic, if that interests you, and, you know, be good to each other. Don't spread fake news.
No.
No. Or you never know. You might have your leg, you know, broken, and you'll, you know, be stoned and stuff.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And also remember, if, you know, if you're worried about anything, you know, I'm like 2 degrees away from a dictator.
Yeah, and we just reviewed the dictator. Well, a dictator was part. Yeah.
But you know what? Be good to each other.
Don't dictate to each other.
No. Unless you're, you know, a guy who has a secretary and she's typing up the stuff that you're dictating. Yeah. You know, something like that. That's okay. Or a female that has a secretary, and I'm not judged.
Oh, yeah. You caught yourself there.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, you had to get woke for a minute. You couldn't just say secretary's a woman. You got to get woke.
Yep. So
woke-ism, sorry.
But until next time, folks, remember that I love you. I'm sure that Carp Lowry loves you, and Sesame definitely loves you.
Yes.
And until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.